Steve, and you are listening to Local Motion with Shane on
KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista, studios up here on Round Mountain. And I want to thank you all for joining Local Motion today and for supporting your community radio station with your participation in listening, as well as your listening dollars. I have a group in the studio today. Heavens Radio, which is comprised of Janie Seeger and Diane Blaylock. Say good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And they've come up to share some of their music and talk about the music ministry of Heavens Radio. And we're going to do that. Just first, we're going to play a song off of Heavens Radio, Praise His Wonderful Name CD, to start the program. And the tune we're going to start off today with is one of my own personal favorites, How Great Thou Art. And just let you know that Heavens Radio, they play some of the old-time gospel, and we're going to play a few songs off of their CD as well as some live music. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back to live here in just a moment. Here's Heavens Radio with How Great Thou Art on this Good Friday. Great Thou Art. That's the opening song off of Heavens Radio, Praise His Wonderful Name CD. And in the studio today with me is Janie and Diane of Heavens Radio. Thanks for coming up the hill, ladies, and sharing your music.
Thank you, Shane, for having us. It's wonderful to be up here again.
Absolutely.
All right, yes, and I couldn't think of any other group that I would rather have up on the Friday before Easter Sunday. So yeah. Thanks for coming up and sharing your music ministry. And well, let's just start right off with the questions here.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Just exactly what is Heaven's Radio?
Well, like you said, Shane, it's a music ministry. And we play the traditional old-time gospel songs in the country and bluegrass style. Most of the songs are lively, but they still hold the same original meaning that they were written with. The ministry portion is who we minister to, which is in the past has been mostly the elderly and the infirmed at about 30 different facilities here in the North State area.
How many facilities?
About 30.
Wow, that's a good number. Mm. Yeah, that's, you're busy ladies.
Yes, we are. And then a lot of people tell us that it's their church. And you know, upon investigating, I find
they
that
do.
they don't really get to go to church.
Yes,
they
right.
have to have an attendant for each person when they leave the facility. So there's a lot of shushing going on when we're doing our show because people might think that somebody's not being reverent enough or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I bet besides a lot of shushing, there's a lot of singing going
there
on, too.
There is, yeah. Yeah.
I know that from conversations we've had in the past that some of these folks actually come back to, not life, but they come back around to the present.
Right.
And when they're singing the old-time gospels that they grew up with, I think so... music like that does spark their memories more so than anything. And
it's like a rose in bloom. It just opens them right up.
Yeah, well,
easy for me to say.
Yeah. Well, and gosh, that's got to be very gratifying to see that. That must be payday for you to see those folks light up like that.
It is.
They do. They got color in their cheeks, and they kind of look up. They might be all folded up in their chair, you know, and all of a sudden you look up, and there they are looking up or look, got their eyes closed and their head back and just praising the Lord.
That is awesome. I've said it before. I can't hardly wait to get older and get into a convalescent home here in Shasta County because they have some of the best entertainment
they
going
do,
on.
They do, yeah.
I know. You guys say you do 30, and I know a lot of the other... North State musicians, they spend a great deal of time taking extra effort and love out of their heart to go do this stuff. And I'm so glad that
it's so wonderful that they share.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. This is a great place to live in. We got some great folks up here. And this Heaven's Radio music ministry, it's been growing, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Yeah, that's
leaps
that's,
and bounds right now.
Yeah, that's what other kind of places do you play your music?
We play, we've been invited to several different churches of different denominations, and the ministry is non-denominational, so we don't claim any one church, but we just bring the Lord into the facilities with us and share.
Well, right, and I know you do some original compositions, but is the bulk of your music the old-time gospels?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
We've recently added a few of the contemporary Christian that a friend of ours has written, and it's kind of because we've been playing the Christian festivals. But we want to stick with the traditional, and we're really working hard to keep it that direction.
Yeah, well, I know those... the traditional ones, they're the ones that seem to touch me the best. I don't know if it's because I sang them as a youth. Heard them, my grandparents, my parents singing them, and so those are the ones I like too. So this is pretty much a community effort that you're involved with.
It is. Anytime we go to these churches, we invite them to come to the facilities as well. And at one point we were doing... we were gathering churches at Copper Ridge, one of the facilities, and it was on a particular Saturday where people could come down with their instruments and join in, and we just kind of featured them like an open mic type thing.
That was fun.
It was.
Yeah,
we had a lot of talent in this little town.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
There sure is. I always said this is like the little second Nashville. They just, no one's lame claim to it yet, but hey, somebody wakes up, they're going to notice what we got going on up here. That's one of the reasons I have this little program. And
I was going to say, you're opening a lot of eyes with your show.
Well, I'm just giving our local musicians an opportunity to get out there and be heard. And, you know, things like Heaven's Radio, that's one of the great community efforts that we appreciate. And
You rock, Shane.
Well, thanks for that. KKRN, we are one of our mottos is cultivating community, and we are a grassroots, all volunteer, listener supported radio station. And I'll throw in a little money plug here, you know, because we are funded by your listening dollars. We have a few underwriters. We don't really do commercials. We don't try to sell you anything, and we bring you music and programs such as this and some of the other locally produced programs, and we're able to do that because of your listening dollars and your participation in KKRN. And, you know, we're going to be having our spring pledge drive here the end of April. But you can go now or any time that you choose to our website, kkrn.org. And on the front of the page there, there's a donate tab. You click that, it'll take you to a safe and secure site. You decide how much to give, when to give, and no amount too small. And on the other end, no amount too large. And so, so if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, why don't you do so now? And I thank you, and thank you in advance for that. Okay, enough of that, ladies. How about we get to share with our KKRN listening audience one of your live tunes?
Alrighty.
Okay, and why don't you go ahead and introduce the song?
This song is called Wonderful, Merciful Savior, and it's really new to the ministry right now. We don't even have any live tracks made for it yet. We're working on those in the studio.
Now, is this one that you have composed, or is this one of your friends's?
This is a traditional old song. I haven't done the research on how old, but it's been around a long time.
Well, I thought the name sounded familiar.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You are the lift a healing and praise our hearts always hunger.
Yes, I did know that one. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. This is Local Motion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins, your host. And in the studio, we have Diane Blaylock, Janie Seeger of Heavens Radio. And Heavens Radio is a music ministry that goes around Shasta County. Janie, you got, do you ladies play outside of Shasta County?
Yes, occasionally.
Wherever the Lord leads, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right. It's His ministry. He's the boss.
Right. Okay, that's great. Yeah. Right. So we heard, started off the program with How Great Thou Art off of Heavens Radio. Praise His Wonderful Name CD. So Heavens Radio has this album out now. And gosh, when did you release this, Jane?
We haven't had a release party on it yet. We got everything kind of lined up. It's on iTunes and CD Baby and all that stuff as of November.
Is it in November? Okay, so uh-huh. Folks can get that at, what'd you say there? iTunes, Reverb, CD Baby, and you also have a website, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's HTTP, all that other stuff. Heavens-radio.org.
Heavens-radio.org. That means you're...
We're organized.
You're organized or not making much money, nonprofit? Or
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
and your Facebook radio is Heavens Radio. Just playing Heavens Radio.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And all right.
And as a matter of fact, on Facebook, if you aren't able, I was having a little bit of trouble pulling up the website directly. So I put a link on it on our Facebook page.
Oh,
you can just click on that and you can find our schedule and see some of the pictures where the festivals and places that we play.
All right. Now, is that how people need to get a hold of you if they want to set up a gig with you? Or do you have a email address you'd rather have more?
Again, there's heavens_radio@yahoo.com.
Right. That's it. Underscore one. Not a dash.
Yeah. Not to be confused.
heavens_radio@yahoo.com. And, of course, that Facebook page. That's always...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the old reliable.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah. Or the new reliable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've grudgingly get more and more into it just because it's such a great media source and a way to keep hold of old friends and make new friends like Heavens Radio. You do want to check out their page. It's got some good stuff on it there. And how about a music video? You got any of those? In the works?
We are working on one as of, I want to say about October we started on that. And it's a little slow going. We had the holidays and then people have been sick and there's been incredibly busy schedules. But yes, we are working on one. We chose a song from the album called Neath the Old Olive Trees, which was written back in 1934 by B.B. McKinney. A lot of people have come up to us after the show and said they'd never heard it before, but that they would love to get a copy of it. So it's the one that we chose for the video, and it's all about the events in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before Jesus was crucified. He sweat blood and prayed, not my will, thine be done, let this cup pass from me. And he took on all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, that night. And people know all about the cross, but they don't often hear about the events. And that's what this song is about. It's called Neath the Old Olive Trees.
All right. And that is in the lineup for today's songs. And let me see here. On this Heaven's Radio, let's go ahead and give a little credit to some of the folks that helped you out on that. I'm just going to read off the inside of your cover here.
Great.
If that's okay. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, Praise His Wonderful Name off of Heaven's Radio CD. Praise His Wonderful Name. And Janie Seeger, she's on vocals, guitar, and harmonica, as she is in the studio today. And Diane Blaylock. Oh, Diane's over here at the corner on vocals and mandolin. And she's also a great help to in this CD, as well as some of the other things you have going on. We'll talk about that here in a bit. But Bruce Kalin from Oak Run, he's on the upright bass on this CD. Cleveland Boney on the piano. I know Cleveland, he also plays with Mumble Fingers a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and some of the other groups around.
He's
and,
really versatile.
Oh, and Ray Jensen's on the pedal steel and dobro. Trisha Ferguson's on the fiddle. Matthew the Songmaker, young Matthew Songmaker, plays guitar and mandolin. And,
that's right.
Liz Zanzi's on the flute. And Warren Ashworth on the marimba.
And we'll have one from him later on in the show.
Oh, one of his compositions? All right.
One of his one marimba song from the album.
Oh, all right. Yeah, great. Well, let's see. All this stuff was down at After Hours Recording Studio with Bruce Turgeon. And
that's right.
I know Bruce probably had a hand in all this, too, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He did a wonderful job.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
He did.
Right.
Couldn't do it without him.
Well, it turned out real well. I just loved the way it turned out, yeah. So let's listen to another song off of this Praise His Wonderful Name CD on this Friday before Easter Sunday on Locomotion with Shane. And the song we're going to hear next is Do Lord. And I know you'll remember this one. Gosh, you know, there's a lot of Do Lord to get some.
Why don't we play Neath the Old Olive Trees first?
Okay, we can do that.
It's number 6 on there on that
okay,
album.
Okay, we can do that since...
And that way the people can hear what the video is going to be all about.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You want to go ahead and give a little rundown one more time about what Olive Trees is about? It's the Garden of Gethsemane,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the night before Jesus was crucified in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's just about his praying and he died for our sins, and that would be Good Friday.
Yes,
which is today.
That's so
today.
How appropriate.
I know.
Yeah, all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay, well then here it is on Olive Trees. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. We'll be back after this.
On the Mount of Olives, there was a battle fought for you and for me. As Jesus prayed, he said to the Father, Thy will be done, not my own. God poured out the blessings of heaven when he sent his precious and only begotten Son to die for us. Jesus bore all our blame on that cross at Calvary. Praise his wonderful name.
Of dew-laden breeze.
Okay, and we're back in the studio live with Diane Blaylock and Janie Seeger of Heaven's Radio. And that song you just heard was off of their Praise His Wonderful Name CD. And you can get your hands on that at iTunes, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, under Heaven's Radio. And okay, we're going to also be listening to a live song here in just a moment. We have another song we're going to play, Do Lord, here in a moment. But Janie, did you want to say something about your bi-coastal tour? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it started out as a joke, but it's really turned into something really awesome. Hold on, let me put my headphones on.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes those joke things that turn into awesome things.
Well, and I'm learning that you speak it and it happens. I mean, that's just how God works sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's right.
Not always when we want or how we want,
right.
But
all in His time, and we just have to be.
That's patient. The trick: learning that waiting on God's timing instead of our own.
That's
a tough one for me, at least.
But I've learned never to pray for patience. That's really hard.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
You really learn a hard lesson that way.
Yeah. So, what about that bi-coastal trip? That sounds
well. It's going to start next week. We're taking off, and we're there's some pictures on the website of our Eureka tour from I think it was last fall, and we kind of have a mixture of playing some facilities, and then we're doing some street shows, and whatever else we're called to do with this ministry, and we made some videos at the ocean. I just love it. Don't you love what we get to do, Diane?
It was so fun. It was just great, you know. And it's great to just sing and get out of yourself and get out, you know, get out into God's love, basically.
And you're headed towards the coast here during early spring instead of summer?
Right. Right. Well,
That's a biannual.
So we took one in the fall, and now we're doing the spring. And there's a horse we have to visit.
Oh,
he's in Eureka. We were singing in the square in Eureka, and we got a really good reception there. And this horse was looking really bored. So when we packed up
cart.
Our gear, yeah, he had a little horse-drawn carriage. So we packed up our gear and we started walking back towards the car, which is like a mile away. And I said, no, we're going to ride. So we went back and we got a bunch of pictures with the horse and all that stuff. And he drew us through Eureka and we sang with our instruments and just filled the streets with this music.
Oh,
and
I'd love to see that.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah,
people were giving us thumbs up and stopping to look at this horse-drawn carriage. And when we finally got to the car, we stopped and posed with the horse, and he was smiling, I swear.
Oh, all right.
So we ministered to horses, too.
That's funny. You
the
really
horse
are
whisperers.
Real country girls here,
that's
folks.
Right.
That's
so
great.
The pictures are on the Heaven's Radio website under Appearances.
Oh, is that right under Appearances?
Yeah,
I have to check that one out.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, let's listen to another song here off of this Praise His Wonderful Name CD, and then we'll come back and hear a live one from Janie and Diane. And you're listening to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station. Here they are, Do Lord, Heaven's Radio.
God says, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do Lord.
Okay, we're live back in KKRN studio with Heavens Radio, Janie and Diane. And why don't you guys just go ahead and introduce this next song you're going to do for us live.
This is There Is a Fountain, and I think it says it all in the lyrics. And if you know this song, please enjoy by singing along with us, and I'll lift your voices to God.
Okay, well, let me turn my mic down first before I do that.
Okay. You don't have to, Shane. I bet you have a beautiful voice. Well, you sound good to him anyway.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Thank you.
righty then. That was nice. Let's talk about some of the... Well, let's talk about the musicians for a minute. We're loving the music. Let's talk about the musicians a minute. Diane, do you have any... do you have any professional background, or is this just something, your music field, that just something you've done out of the just for the love of music and the Lord?
She's
or
so talented.
Yes, well, she is. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, my parents played music at home. My dad played jazz guitar, and I've just kind of played. My husband plays guitar, and he's played in bands and things, so he's, you know, kind of semi pro. But I've been kind of an amateur, I guess, at home and stuff. I played in church. I played just with my friends, and Janie's taught me a lot. She's, you know, all pro musician. She's taught me a lot, and just going with her and going to the facilities, but mainly knowing that, you know, once you're down and you're practiced and you can just put it out there, but just, you know, to practice and know what you're doing and then let it go and then see what the response is, you know, and it's just, it's wonderful.
Well, that's a great attitude. I like that. Just go with the flow and let it flow out of you, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She does, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
She can hit those really high notes.
I know.
It's like a dog call or something sometimes.
Oh!
Oh, but they're
dog whistles, you know?
They're just at the right time.
I know.
And yeah, that's
beautiful.
That's great. And let's see. Diane, you're a grandma also, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I'll say hi to all my little grandbabies. Say hi to them.
Yeah, I know.
All the little guys. Yeah, yeah. They love it.
They love hearing Grandma on the radio too.
Oh, I bet.
They're so proud of her.
I know. That's why I threw
they're
that
all excited.
Out there. Yeah. You can say hi. You can say their names.
Hi, RJ. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Violet. And hi, Penny up in Grants Pass. Hi, Penny.
All right,
he's
that's great.
Baby.
You know, yeah, community radio. That's what we're all about, family. Okay. Well, how about Janie Seeger? What's Janie's bio?
A lot of music. I kept trying to get away, but somehow I got drawn back into it.
Well, good for us that you did.
Yes.
So, have you had any formal training, or just Janie pick up the guitar one day and start singing?
I borrowed indefinitely my dad's guitar when I was 9, and he finally bought me one for Christmas one year, and.
Yeah, right.
I taught myself to play it and the harmonica and
You taught yourself
play a little
huh?
fiddle and stuff like that.
All right,
learning the mandolin and the dobro and stuff like that.
Oh, is that right? Now that must be from some of the people you hang with, huh?
Yeah,
teaching you. I know you got some great folks that you hang with. Let's talk about one of them great folks. Speaking about the fiddle playing, Liz Zanzi and yourself have another little thing going on besides Evans Radio, don't you?
We do. It's called Toe Jams. It's an open mic and jam session. It's kind of more of a jam than an open mic. I think of open mic as like poetry and stuff like that, or just somebody brings a guitar. But we provide a band.
Oh,
complete with like drums. Diane played keyboard on it last time.
Oh, that's right, Diane. She's part of Toe Jams now.
Yeah, she
that's
is.
So cool.
She's been helping out a lot.
Toe Jams. That's a Toe JAMZ.
It's on Facebook too.
That is so cool. I like that, Toe Jams. And one of your main things at Toe Jams is to get the young kids involved with the music and give them a little stage experience, so then get used to being up in front of folks. That's really cool. I know that's a very daunting thing sometimes to get up in front of a group of people.
It's totally non-threatening. Everybody is just so friendly, and the band is awesome. I use my band. It's called Kickin' It.
Is that just a group of regulars?
We play classic rock and country and do some car shows and fairs and stuff like that.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Wow, gosh.
A few casinos here and there, but...
I've probably seen you before and didn't know it in the past.
We've done a lot of car shows.
Yeah?
Doing that old 50s stuff.
Well, that's really neat. Toe Jams. And I know Lynn Zanzi. She's real involved with the Old Time Fiddlers Association, too.
Not the fiddlers, no. She's with the symphony out at Shasta College.
Oh, is that right?
She just did some kind of a concert last night, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I have to ask.
It was a pretty big thing.
We have one of our other local programmers, Tom Diskins. He does a Intermountain Classics on Saturdays.
Oh.
And at 5 to 7 on Saturdays. And I bet you he knows Liz. And
everybody knows Liz.
Yeah.
But the thing with Toe Jams, let me say just one more thing.
Yes.
We want to get the kids out of the classroom and down there and involved and on stage. And it doesn't matter if you don't have an equipment aside from maybe a guitar. Bring your own guitar. We got the amps. We got a drum set there. We got a keyboard, bass amp, you name it. We got it there. Just bring your instrument and your voice. We got the microphones, the whole PA set up. We're waiting for you.
Oh, what a great opportunity. Yep. Now, when is that going to take place?
It's been the third Sunday, but we are, people are talking to us about an evening venue on a Tuesday, and it's not going to be so much geared for the children. It's going to be a 21 and over.
Oh yeah, wow.
So, but
yeah.
we're gonna do our best to keep that keep the kids involved in this.
Yeah, do that. Now, when do you get that all in concrete, so to speak? Let me know, and we'll let our listeners know about that.
We'll let you put that on your little news cafe.
Yeah, yeah. That's Hal Johnson, I think, does that into that news cafe.
You do one here, though, too, don't you?
He got busy last year with that Chico Guinness Book of World Records.
They're doing that now, aren't they?
Evidently Guinness didn't accept it because of the power outage. Oh. I think is what the deal was. But, yeah, they're starting again, actually, here, I think, the first of April.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how long do they have to go?
I'm not really sure. We'll have to go Google that.
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, well, time's 12:45, and that means we only have 15 minutes of Locomotion left, so let's get into another one of these songs that, let's see, we have another one off of the Heavens Radio Praise His Wonderful Name CD, and it is going to be Are You Washed? And if you're just tuning in, I've invited Heavens Radio up here to the station on this Friday before Easter Sunday. It just seemed kind of a great way to prepare our hearts for the weekend.
Thank you, Shane.
Easter Sunday, yeah, it's a family thing, and we're all family up here. Doesn't matter what your belief is, we are all family. And
amen.
And these ladies, they do a wonderful job about bringing their music ministry into our community in very many ways. And so here's this song, Are You Washed? And like Janie invited you on the last song to sing along, well, I prompt you to do the same on this one. Are You Washed? If Heavens Radio Praise His Wonderful Name. We'll be back after this.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Not only is there power in the blood of the Lamb to make us free, but it also gives us power to have a closer walk with Jesus.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the still cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed?
Hi, we're back live in the studio with Janie Seeger and Diane Blaylock of Heavens Radio. And that was a song you just heard off of their Praise His Wonderful Name CD. And that's available now on iTunes, Reverb Nation, CD Baby. And you can also get a hold of Janie at her website, which is heavens-radio.org, or Heavens Radio on her Facebook page, which is where you can also find the phone number and how to call Janie. And
77 Music.
77 Music. That's an easy one. I like that.
Yeah. The phones still spell. I don't know. Do they?
I don't.
I got a long time ago.
Just tell it and it dials itself, don't it? I don't know. I'm still got one of those phones that has the rotary dial. You know?
Do you mean the tire store? No, I mean, they have that auto Tourette's now. And
Hey, well, folks, you're listening to KKRN Radio, 88.5 FM, your local radio community radio station. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And Friday before Easter Sunday, and Heavens Radio is gracious enough to drive up the road and come up here and share some music ministry with us. And we have a little time left for, gosh, where did our playlist blew off to here? We have the Lord's Prayer off of their CD. I would kind of like to end that with that. Let's gab just a little bit more about some of the other things that you have going on. You got, of course, Heavens Radio, and you guys do a live show, and so you're beefing up the live show?
Yes, we are. I put a studio in my house just to find out if I could still do that. I've always had a studio in my house and just kind of tinkered with it, but now with this digital stuff, it's just way over my head. But I did find something that's really kind of user-friendly, and I'm going to start working on some tracks before I go in the studio with them, and maybe even use some of them live on the show. But right now we are recording and working on our live sound with Rob Morgan at Cap Studio. And he just did some renovations. It took him like, 3 or 4 months to renovate, and he put in some really, really, really nice changes. It's an amazing studio now and a lot of fun to record there. And he's a really good sound man, and he's helping us a lot with the live part of our show.
There's a lot of people up here that help the musicians in the North State, these people that are getting started out, such as yourself, get a little toehold in the community. And, gosh, we really appreciate people like that.
Yeah, it really helps, finding out which direction that we can go with this stuff.
Yeah, and to have somebody with great experience tutor you like that is awesome, instead of having to do that hit-and-miss stuff. Well, with all this digital recording stuff, you're able to do that kind of stuff in your home instead of having to spend 2 weeks in the studio and camp out in the studio for 2 months.
And if I want to just work on a dobro part for 2 weeks,
and it's a little less cheaper. I know these guys keep their studio times down, their rates down pretty low for local musicians, which is very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
That really helps.
So what do you got going on? What's the plans for the future?
Well, it's all in God's hands. He's taking this ministry in a bunch of new directions right now, and summer's coming up, and we're going to be we're going to be down at Turtle Bay and the Sundial Bridge and all that stuff a lot, and
playing outside there.
Do that during the summer, and then we're going to be doing the Christian festivals. We'll be doing the Sunrise Music Festival here in town, and in the fall we're hoping to get on the Joshua Fest.
Wow, that's busy little schedule you got going on. Plus, you have toe jams and your private things and family, and gosh.
Yeah.
You're shaming me. I'm thinking of going home and taking a nap, but I think. Okay, well, we have time enough for we're going to end the program today with the Lord's Prayer, and that's also off of this CD that Janie and Diane and her friends have put out, Praise His Wonderful Name. And I'm going to run over a list of the folks that have helped you on this again so they all get good credit. And most of these names, all of these names, you're going to know if you've been up here in Shasta County for any time. And gone to any of the music venues. We have Janie Seeger and Diane Blaylock, Bruce Kalin, Cleveland Boney, Ray Jensen, Trisha Ferguson, Matthew Songmaker, Liz Zanzi, and Warren Ashworth all helped Janie and Diane put this together, and so grateful for their backing you up. Good group of people that you hang with, ladies.
Warren Ashworth is playing the Lord's Prayer on the marimba. And that's what we're getting ready to hear, and it's just awesome.
Oh,
Diane
right.
requested this one, and I think it's very, very fitting for Easter.
Yes, it is, and I think it's a great tune to end the program with. We'll play it, and we'll come back and say our goodbyes. So here's the Lord's Prayer off of Praise His Wonderful Name CD by Heavens Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Okay, and that was Marvin Ashworth playing that marimba, and that was a great job. And ladies, we have about enough time to say goodbye to everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
that was Diane Blaylock.
Goodbye, everybody, and thank you for listening and supporting Locomotion with Shane.
All right. Geezer Rocks up next on KKRN. On KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com.